1. You hear part of a conversation in a watch repair shop.
I'm sorry, but quite frankly, it's hardly worth mending.
Are you sure? I know it cost a lot when my grandmother bought it.
Well, you could take it to another watch repairer's, but you'd be wasting your time because they would tell you exactly the same, I'm afraid.
I see.
So, really, the best alternative would be to replace it. As it happens, I think we have a very similar model in stock. I can check now if you like.
No, I'd rather have this one fixed, if you don't mind.
OK, I'll see what we can do. I'm sorry, but quite frankly, it's hardly worth mending.
Are you sure? I know it cost a lot when my grandmother bought it.
Well, you could take it to another watch repairer's, but you'd be wasting your time because they would tell you exactly the same, I'm afraid.
I see.
So, really, the best alternative would be to replace it. As it happens, I think we have a very similar model in stock. I can check now if you like.
No, I'd rather have this one fixed, if you don't mind.
OK, I'll see what we can do.
2. You are on a train and you hear a woman leaving a message on an answering machine.
Hi, it's Jane. The train was stuck in a tunnel for over an hour. And though we're moving again, it looks as if I won't make it in time to catch the bus. I think the last one leaves the station at 9:20, and there won't be any taxis around at that time either. So I'd really appreciate it if you could pick me up there. And of course, you needn't wait for me to have dinner. You go ahead and have yours, and I'll get something from the snack bar here. Can you call me back or text me to confirm? Thanks. See you later. Hi, it's Jane. The train was stuck in a tunnel for over an hour. And though we're moving again, it looks as if I won't make it in time to catch the bus. I think the last one leaves the station at 9:20, and there won't be any taxis around at that time either. So I'd really appreciate it if you could pick me up there. And of course, you needn't wait for me to have dinner. You go ahead and have yours, and I'll get something from the snack bar here. Can you call me back or text me to confirm? Thanks. See you later.
3. You hear a talent show judge commenting on a performance she has just seen.
Well, it's good to see someone who really believes in their own ability to sing a tune as powerful as that, even though others, including myself, I'm afraid, are unlikely to share that belief, which is a pity because it was brave of him to attempt such a challenging piece of music, and he certainly has the right look to be a star too. I know some will say he should have sung something less demanding to at least get through to the next round of the competition, but I always feel that's a mistake, that it's better for everyone if limited technical ability is apparent from the start. Well, it's good to see someone who really believes in their own ability to sing a tune as powerful as that, even though others, including myself, I'm afraid, are unlikely to share that belief, which is a pity because it was brave of him to attempt such a challenging piece of music, and he certainly has the right look to be a star too. I know some will say he should have sung something less demanding to at least get through to the next round of the competition, but I always feel that's a mistake, that it's better for everyone if limited technical ability is apparent from the start.
4. You hear the beginning of a talk in a community centre.
Before I begin, I just want to thank everyone for attending, especially those of you who've had a difficult journey owing to the floods that have affected both road and rail links from neighbouring areas. I'd also like to express my sympathy to the farmers around here whose crops have been destroyed by the extreme weather. I hope that this evening's subject, rural life in this area in the 19th century, might be of particular interest, as we shall be looking at how communities coped with natural disasters such as these in earlier times. Before I begin, I just want to thank everyone for attending, especially those of you who've had a difficult journey owing to the floods that have affected both road and rail links from neighbouring areas. I'd also like to express my sympathy to the farmers around here whose crops have been destroyed by the extreme weather. I hope that this evening's subject, rural life in this area in the 19th century, might be of particular interest, as we shall be looking at how communities coped with natural disasters such as these in earlier times.
5. You hear a man talking about saving money.
I've managed to save up quite a lot from my wages, and if I can find someone who'll give me a good price for my mountain bike, I should just about have enough. I thought about getting a big, fast motorbike, like the one Max has, but four wheels have always appealed to me more, even when I was a kid. I remember getting into a really smart two-seater when I was too small to see through the windscreen and thinking, one day I'm going to have one of these. Well, nothing's changed since then. I've managed to save up quite a lot from my wages, and if I can find someone who'll give me a good price for my mountain bike, I should just about have enough. I thought about getting a big, fast motorbike, like the one Max has, but four wheels have always appealed to me more, even when I was a kid. I remember getting into a really smart two-seater when I was too small to see through the windscreen and thinking, one day I'm going to have one of these. Well, nothing's changed since then.
6. You hear a woman talking about a concert being cancelled.
It was supposed to be tomorrow night, and I do wish they'd let me know before I'd arranged for someone to look after the twins then. She was very good about it, though, and she said she could come over another evening instead, so I suggested next Friday, as there's an exhibition on at the local gallery that I'd very much like to see. I'm pleased about that, of course, but ideally I would have been able to go to both that and the concert. It was supposed to be tomorrow night, and I do wish they'd let me know before I'd arranged for someone to look after the twins then. She was very good about it, though, and she said she could come over another evening instead, so I suggested next Friday, as there's an exhibition on at the local gallery that I'd very much like to see. I'm pleased about that, of course, but ideally I would have been able to go to both that and the concert.
7. You hear a man and woman talking about a flat they are considering renting.
It's certainly one of the better ones we've seen, isn't it?
Yes, I quite like the high ceilings and big windows. They give a real feeling of space.
Yes, though in fact there isn't actually a lot of floor space, and all that furniture takes up most of what there is. I'd replace some of those things too.
Some of them are rather old-fashioned, I agree, but I suppose you can't expect everything to be brand new when the landlord's charging so little, and that's definitely a plus.
And with what that would save us, we could afford some new items for the place. So let's go for it. It's certainly one of the better ones we've seen, isn't it?
Yes, I quite like the high ceilings and big windows. They give a real feeling of space.
Yes, though in fact there isn't actually a lot of floor space, and all that furniture takes up most of what there is. I'd replace some of those things too.
Some of them are rather old-fashioned, I agree, but I suppose you can't expect everything to be brand new when the landlord's charging so little, and that's definitely a plus.
And with what that would save us, we could afford some new items for the place. So let's go for it.
8. You hear a woman talking about her tablet computer.
It's certainly a wonderful device, and I wouldn't be without it. In fact, it goes everywhere with me, so that it's always there whenever I need it. I suppose using a virtual keyboard can sometimes get on my nerves a bit when I have to write a long email, but there wouldn't be any point in upgrading to a more expensive one with more memory or whatever, because I'd still have the same problem. But apart from that, I'm very happy with it. It's certainly a wonderful device, and I wouldn't be without it. In fact, it goes everywhere with me, so that it's always there whenever I need it. I suppose using a virtual keyboard can sometimes get on my nerves a bit when I have to write a long email, but there wouldn't be any point in upgrading to a more expensive one with more memory or whatever, because I'd still have the same problem. But apart from that, I'm very happy with it.